You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. And we're opening with the men singing for us, Run, Shepherds, Run.
Of Judea, stars were shining down so bright. Angelic voices were singing, telling the world a king is born tonight. So run, shepherds, run to the village. Run, shepherds, run, run and all. Run till you come to the stable. He lies within a cattle stall. Run, shepherds, run till you find him. Run till you see the glorious sight. Kneel in the room on bended knee. Tell everybody you happen to see. Jesus is born tonight. Run, shepherds, run to the village. Run, shepherds, run, run and all. Run till you come to the stable. He lies within a cattle stall. Run, shepherds, run till you find him. Run till you see the glorious sight.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is being heard, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We are so thankful for your love that brought your Son into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we're thankful that we can present his message on this broadcast today. Bless hearts, we pray. Get honor and glory to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Deep in the night, the angels were heard singing a sweet melody.
Promise of hope for all the beings.
is free.
Subject for today's broadcast, Where Was Jesus Born? Two books of the New Testament say that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. This has been accepted by both Christian and non-Christian for nearly 2,000 years. But in more recent times, doubt has been cast by liberal Christians and archaeologists. And I quote from an article posted on the internet, and I quote, "Many archaeologists and theological scholars believe Jesus was actually born in either Nazareth or Bethlehem of Galilee, a town just outside of Nazareth. Throughout the Bible, Jesus is referred to as Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus of Bethlehem. Liberal Christians are convinced by the lack of archaeological evidence in Bethlehem, Judea, and the presence of archaeological evidence in Bethlehem, Galilee. They conclude that he was probably born in Galilee." And that's the end of the quote. In ancient times, Bethlehem, Galilee, was called Bethlehem Zebulun, and what was then or had been found in the ruins of this own place or this town to make them believe that it was there where Jesus was born, I do not know what they're basing it on, other than the fact that it was a little thriving town and had businesses and trade, and people traveled back and forth through it in their travels. However, whichever there was not the case with Bethlehem of Judea, they would have you us believe that Bethlehem of Judea was just such a small place that it was hardly even qualified as a town. Well, possibly the historians, biblical historians, tell us that Bethlehem of Judea may have had as much as 1,000 people. Now, the earliest mention of the city is in the Amarna, and the Amarna tablets, a period of ancient Egyptian history, around 1350 and 1330 B.C., first known as Bet-Latmer. In the Bible, it is called Ephrata, which is Bethlehem in Judea, according to Genesis 35:19, where Jacob's wife, Rachel, died and was buried. And also Bethlehem was the hometown of Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons, who during a famine traveled to Moab to live. While there, the husband and the two sons died. The sons had married Moabitess women, and when Naomi decided to return to her hometown of Bethlehem, Judea, she had heard that the famine was over, so she decided to return. Her daughter-in-law, Ruth, was determined to go with her. There, Ruth met Boaz. The two later were married, and they were great-grandparents of David, who became king of a united Israel. It was prophesied that the Messiah would sit on David's throne. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. David was anointed king by Samuel in Bethlehem. Now the prophet Micah wrote, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." That's Micah 5:2. Can we not say, if Jesus was not born in Bethlehem in Judea, then he was not the Messiah, since the prophet said that is where the Messiah would be born? One writer said there were discrepancies between Matthew's and Luke's Gospels because Matthew said the wise men came to Bethlehem in Judea, and Luke said that shepherds came to see Jesus. Now, there are no discrepancies between the two. The shepherds were informed by an angel, "Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David," and that's Bethlehem, Judea, "unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And they came with haste. That very night they came and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Are we going to say that the angel lied to the shepherds? Now, in regard to the wise men, they were informed by a star. It could have been up to 2 years later that they came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and am come to worship him." When Herod heard about them and their question, he demanded that the Jewish leaders tell him where the king was to be born. And they told him in Bethlehem of Judea, not Nazareth, for thus it is written by the prophet. Herod then called the wise men, inquired of them diligently. Now notice this, wise men, they were called to by Herod, and when they came to him, he diligently inquired of them as to when the star had appeared. And when the wise men left Jerusalem and started to Bethlehem, Judea, they saw the star again and rejoiced. It had not led them all the way, as the song says. They did not see it. They saw it, knew what it meant, and they headed for Jerusalem. And when they left Jerusalem and headed for Bethlehem, Judea, they saw the star again, and they rejoiced. And they came to Bethlehem, and the Bible tells us that when they arrived in Bethlehem, they came to the house, not the manger. They came to the house where Jesus and his mother were. They had been told not to return to Herod, but to return home another way. And so after they visited the king of Jesus, the king, and presented to him their gifts, they left and returned to their home a different way, because the Lord knew what Herod's intentions was. He had told the wise men he wanted to come to Bethlehem to worship, and of course what he wanted to do was to kill him. And the Lord knew that, so he told the wise men that they were to return home another way and not return to Bethlehem or to Jerusalem. And the wise men obeyed him. Now, this could have been, I say, as much as 2 years. And the reason I say that is because, as I just read, the Herod diligently inquired of the wise men as to when they had seen the star. And whenever he realized that the wise men were not going to return and tell him where the king was, he sent troops down to Bethlehem, Judea, not to Bethlehem, Galilee, but to Judea, Bethlehem, Judea. And he sent troops there with the command that they should kill all the male children in Bethlehem and the surrounding area who were 2 years of age or under. Now, I don't really think it was 2 years, but I say that it could have been, and I base it on the fact that he had those little children, 2 years and under, slain. And that was a prophecy of Jeremiah 31:15. Herod was the governor of Judea. What authority would he have had to have sent troops to Nazareth in Galilee or to Bethlehem, Galilee? He was the ruler of Judah, and his authority was limited to that area of what we know today as the Holy Land. Now, let me read from the book of Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, and that was 40 days, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, the light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of by him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto them and to his mother Mary, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked on for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Bethlehem at that time. And after they returned to Bethlehem, the Lord told Joseph that he should go into Egypt because Herod was going to try to destroy the child. Joseph, being warned by the angel of the Lord, took Mary and Jesus and fled into Egypt before the killing of the children took place. They stayed there until Herod died, and then Joseph planned to return to Bethlehem, Judea. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back to Bethlehem of Judea, and notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came to and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. Jesus lived there until he was 30 years of old, and then he entered into his earthly ministry. After living there for all of those years in Nazareth, should it be surprising that Jesus would be called Jesus of Nazareth rather than Jesus of Bethlehem? That does not prove he was born there. I want to say, and I want to say emphatically, I believe the Bible. And the Word of God tells us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, just as the prophets had prophesied that he would. And he journeyed throughout Nazareth and Judea, or Galilee and Judea, and ministered unto the people until he was crucified on the cross. And thank God he rose again on the third day and was with the disciples for 40 days, and then he returned to the Father in heaven. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these truths with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Word of God has been a blessing to each one who has heard this broadcast, and may you be honored and glorified through our efforts, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If it has, we invite you to write us and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, or you can listen to another broadcast or one maybe that you may have missed, for we have an archive of both the magazine and our broadcast there on our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you, if at all possible, to join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Do you know Jesus, our Lord and Savior? Jesus, the Son. Have you ever seen him or shared of his favor? Jesus, the Son of God. God gave His blood makes us worthy. if you will accept him and trust and believe him. Jesus, the Son of God, your soul will exalt and never will leave him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, Jesus, the Son of God, how I adore thee, oh, how I love thee, Jesus, the Son.